Migration is changing Europe in profound ways, and it's been doing so for quite a while. Perhaps no major city is changing as much as London. Over the past 30 years, it's become an immigrant city like never before. Currently, nearly 40% of Londoners were born abroad, with half arriving since the millennium.
London is no longer the city of Dickens. It's no longer the city of Orwell. It's no longer the city of Cockneys.
Ben Judah was born in London, and he's the author of This is London. In it, he explores how immigration has changed the character of the city.
London's a new city of Qatari oligarchs, of Russian princesses, of African night cleaners and Romanian beggars. There's been such a giant pouring into London of people and of money from Africa, Eastern Europe and Asia, that in my lifetime, London looks almost unrecognisable to the city that I was born in. When my grandparents came to London as Jewish immigrants just before the Second World War, the percentage of Londoners who were immigrants then was 2.6%. And I think the American imagination still sees London as that city, the city of top hats and Cockney geezers and East End gangsters. London now is more of an immigrant city than New York was at its peak.
Now, you spent time with one group of people who make up the new London, undocumented laborers that form a good part of London's workforce. Who are they, and was it easy for you to get entry into that world?
I wanted to write this book a bit differently. I decided I couldn't write a book about the new London just by quoting a few graphs or lecturing people on the effects of immigration. So I went out and I actually lived it. So to understand what the new streets of London are like, I slept rough with Roma beggars. I worked on Polish building sites as a labourer, and I lived in doss houses in East London where Romanian builders sleep in these real conditions of Dickensian squalor, two men to a bed.
What is the life like for these people? Is it Dickensian in its own way?
I found a London where the power of the British state has become much fainter. And I found a world of street corners where migrants tout for work, or flop houses, crammed up tenements where people are sleeping two to a bed, seven to a room, where the old regulations of London and Britain impinge only very faintly. Just by scanning the internet in Romanian or in Russian or in Polish, you can find hundreds of flop houses advertising share beds. And rimming London are dozens of construction yards where every morning hundreds of migrant workers are there touting for work. I went and pretended to be a Russian illegal immigrant, and I went and stood in these lines trying to get work every day. And here you find that minimum wage regulations, complete fantasy. Passing by the workers will be dozens of white vans with construction bosses in them. And the workers will have to haggle if they want to get a day's work. And the lowest wage I ever saw was one chicken and chips for a day's work.
Is there any particular person you can tell us about who embodies the new London?
One guy I found who embodied the stories of the new London and the tensions of it was a Nigerian who'd come as an illegal immigrant about 25 years ago. And the dream he'd had was of this glowing city. London in Africa glows. Very quickly, he found himself homeless, on the street, distraught. When he finally started working, he started to believe, like most migrants I spoke to, that London is an ethnic hierarchy, and started asking themselves questions of why is it that in all of the kitchens you have African men cleaning the plates and scraping off the cauldrons, whilst all of the people out front are Eastern Europeans serving the food? Is it because the English don't like black people touching their food? Everything he saw began reaffirming this idea that London, for the poor, was a city of a hierarchy. Why is it always Eastern Europeans who do construction, but Muslim men who work in taxis? Why do African women clean buildings at night, whereas Eastern European girls clean the homes of the English by day? Is it because the English don't like Africans touching their stuff? But London still stayed a city of transformation for him. And he began applying to become a policeman and finally got the chance to be a policeman in London. But even though he'd been transformed by London, he, now raising kids in the city, was very frightened of what he saw. And he says that his great fear is that if you're rich or if you're middle class, race doesn't matter. The moment you earn less than $30,000 a year, every job is divided by race, with Africans and Caribbeans at the bottom.
Ben Judah is London-born. His new book is called This is London. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you so much for having me.